Welcome everyone to the eSpot, my, yours, our podcast. I am Miss E or Erotica, your hostess. Nice to meet you. And I hope we have some fun here from now on. So, well, as I said, welcome everyone. Here in our podcast, we're going to talk about sex, relationships, taboos, erotic audios, information, and everything that goes with it. About the information that I said, don't worry, because everything that you want to ask me, I will make a research, okay? I will search for the answer. I am not coming up with some craziness from my head. So I will look for answers for you guys and girls. So feel free to ask, okay? And if it's about my experience and my opinions too, you feel free to ask that I... Well, we'll give to you, okay? I want to tell, before we start here, what to say about the rules, okay? So, this podcast has the mode's permission from GWA Backstage and Gone Wild Cafe, I'm sorry. and I want to make some, you know, some rules here for you guys and girls to follow, so we can all play here and have some fun with some respect, and that's how things go, okay? So please don't PM no safe for work pics, sorry, to the hostess, that's me, or the guest. Talking about sex doesn't give you the right to PM this kind of message, okay? So don't flood my PMs or my guests with cocks and stuff, okay? Just stop it. Every time you want to make a question or suggest a guideline for me, a theme, a subject for the next podcast or the next, just leave a comment on the current podcast, okay? Okay, so today is the first, right? But the next week, you just, you know, post a comment or PM me, but with the current link, okay? Not the first one, not the old one. And please be patient. If you decide to PM me, please be patient, because I receive several messages, okay, thanks to some fans of mine. Thank you guys and girls. But I really need you guys and girls be patient with me, because I really have to answer a lot and it's kind of busy for me, okay? But I will read and I will answer. So, any offensive comment or PM will be reported, okay? So don't be a dick about it. Feel free to have a polite and friendly talk on comments, okay? Polite and friendly. And to finish here, don't downvote the podcast or any comment if you don't like it, okay? So feel free to move on, because here on Gone Wild Cafe and on GWA Backstage, we have plenty cool stuff. You are gonna find your way, okay? No one needs to like it, but I hope you enjoy it, okay? So that's it. We talked about the rules and stuff. It's our first contact. And I want things to be clear here between us, okay? So if you have any doubt, anything, feel free to PM me and I will answer you. That, as I said, be patient, okay? So, as I said, we are going to talk about sex, relationships, taboo and stuff. And what I brought, you know, today for our first subject is... penis, yay! The question is, size matters? Haha! This is a really, really frequent question, actually, that I receive several times from several guys. I believe that no girl asked me about that, but... Well, always guys, yes, they always talk to me, they ask me if size matters and what size I like and stuff, and well, I think we're gonna talk about it. So, first of all, what I want to say is that body standards, unfortunately, is a thing today. So, it's not only about having body standards, but you have impossible body standards. They are impossible to reach, okay? You are not gonna be thin enough, big enough, have muscles enough, the size of the penis would never be good enough, or it will too big, or too small, or too, you know, I mean, body standards, especially nowadays, are really, really hard to reach, and you can't reach it without spending time and energy in some gyms or with some surgery. You spend money and you do everything just to have that body, that part of body. You know, we have women like cutting toes, you know, to fit on a shoe, and we have men putting silicone on their penis, and it's all about aesthetics. It's never about health. So this kind of behavior is unhealthy for your emotional and psychological and well, whatever goes with it, health. I mean, is really bad. Okay, so for me, the first question against, you know, to fight against this question, the size matters, is why should it matter? I mean, why do you have to, you know, you must have the right penis size because the society wants you to have, you know, that penis size. I mean, why is that? Because we women are all different, okay? I am a really tiny girl. I am so small. And I am almost a hobbit, so and well, there are big women and there are big men and there are small men, and well, we are different, our bodies are different, so why to have one only size of penis? You can have so much fun with all this, how can I say, this market offer, okay, this relationship market offer, and why just to have one size of penis? I mean, okay, is the first thing that I'm gonna talk, that I am saying here, okay? It only matters at first because we unfortunately have unhealthy and impossible to reach body standards. So this first question just, you know, just kick the ass off the size matters, so it doesn't matter, okay? Well, I'm gonna talk about a little bit of my experience. I had three official boyfriends, okay? And I had these guys. Well, actually, I'm not gonna lie, boys. I had four guys in my life, okay? So, and it's not a thing for me. But I mean, my first guy, he was an Asian guy, and yes, he had the small penis, and well, I was a virgin, so it was a great thing for me, and he was a virgin too. But what I mean is that doesn't hurt, okay, it was really fine. And we discovered a lot of things about our sexual identities, in bed, how we like it, how we work together, and we discover some positions that were better than other. I mean, I could do dog style with him with no problems and anal with no problems. But I had my third experience that was really different. I mean, I had this boyfriend and he had a really big penis. And as I said, I am a really tiny girl, so unfortunately, one of my favorite positions was, okay, the dog style. And now I just fear a little bit because when we did it, he used to hurt me. It was too big and used to hurt me, so it was a bad thing, okay? So doing anal, it wasn't that easy to. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, for me, can be a bad thing for a girl, for his current girlfriend. Can be a good thing. I don't know. I will never know. I won't ask. So, I mean, there, I had some experiences in my life that they were different, and I could say, oh yes, I would love to have a massive cock to play with, but I mean, my experience was not that good. You understand? So that's why I'm talking about it. About the size, it's not everyone who has, the same size. I mean, if were a mandatory standard, I would ask for the standard to be small because I just can't take it. I mean, sex wasn't that good, but we had to find our sexual identity. I always say that the sexual identity is something that the couple just find out together, I mean, my sexual identity in the sex will be different with the first guy, with the third guy, with the fifth guy, I don't know. And we have some particularities and some peculiarities. I'm sorry guys about my English. And well, we have some issues too, and we are all different, so we kinda discover, we find out our sexual identity as a couple. So I just had to find with this third boyfriend some new positions, some things that were amazing, that made me reach the orgasm and stuff. So it's more a discovery thing, okay? For me, as I said, the experience of the small was better than the big, but some friends of mine, they prefer the big because they are big girls and it's better for them. So that's, I mean, it's not that you guy there is listening to this will find a girl and say, oh no, I'm not gonna fuck you because you don't have the right size. I mean, if you were a small dick guy, maybe you have more chances with me than a big dick guy, But well, let's move on. What I mean here too is that penis is overrated. Yes, guys, I'm sorry about it. I'm not complaining, okay, about your little buddies there, but really, penis is overrated. I mean, I receive a lot of PMs with guys saying that, oh, look at what you've done when I was listening to your audio, and if I click the link, I usually don't click the links. So when I click, if I click the link, there is his picture, jerking off from my audio. And I am just, I mean, it's a dick rain for me. And for me, this thing is overrated, really. I mean, guys, it's just a penis. is not a magical thing, is not, you know, is not the like it is the best thing of the world. I mean, it just fucks. That's all. I'm sorry talking about this because I really need to tell that sex is more than penetration, all right? So that this is what we are talking about. For me, and for a lot of girls, really, penis is really overrated. I mean, you don't need to have a penis to have lesbian sex. So why you really need to focus on penis on a straight cisgender sex? You don't, okay? Sex is pretty much more than penetration. I mean, sex start with the behavior, the teasing, and it already starts. And you need to build the confidence, the moment. Then you have the foreplays. The foreplays are so important, okay? So I said once, and I will repeat it, you are having sex, so spend some time, you know, just caress the girl, just suck and lick and eat pussy and finger her and have mutual masturbation, have fun both, okay? Because it's sex. I mean, it's not an obligation. You're doing that for fun. Okay, maybe for impregnation, but it's not about it. So, I mean, you can have sex just for fun, right? So have fun. Don't be in a rush, okay? Don't just take the moment and play with your fingers and the tongue and smell and caress and finger it and caress it and stimulate it, masturbate your partner, all right? And this is for gay cisgender sex too, because, well, there are two penis, so it's not only about penetration. There are plenty things to do with the sex without the penetration, okay? Penetration is a thing, okay? You can do it, obviously, but you don't need to focus on that, okay? So don't focus on that. Don't focus on the penis. You can find two. Several positions. I mean, you are having sex, okay? As I said, about the sexual identity. But if you have a certain kind, a certain size of penis, and you have a certain size of partner, you need to have a good position that will help you to reach the orgasm, to make your partner reach the orgasm, and have some, well, a good time, because sex is about having a good time, right? You can research, you can see, you can, I mean, there are several positions. There are really a lot of positions. You can go doggy style, you can go in all of your fours. I think it's the same thing, sorry. Man on top, you can ride. You can, just spoon. You can do several things. I mean, hey, read the Kama Sutra, okay? So find out the best position for you and your partner. Don't focus on one of them. Don't focus on one thing, one thought, one forever and ever, because it doesn't work, okay? Because that's what I talk about every time. No matter the size of the wand, but the magic that it does. Okay, Harry Potter feelings right now. So don't worry, guys, about the size, because size doesn't matter. Okay, don't try to follow the body standards, because it's just a bunch of crap. Alright? So you guy, you're listening to me right now, you are just fine the way you are, okay? So, that's it. Now, I'm gonna ask you guys and girls to wait just a little bit while I'm going, to bring our special guest, because here we have special guests every week, so just wait a moment. Stay with us. Okay, everybody, this is Miss E back, and now I have my special guest, my first guest from my new podcast, and the special guest is no one less than Mr. Todster123. That's right.
Well, thank you for having me, and it's very good to be able to take your podcast virginity.
Yay! Oh. It was really cute, maybe. Okay, it was really funny now. So, welcome and thank you for accepting being my first guest. Yay! I am just excited here. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the main thing from this podcast today, and is about penis size. I mean, size matters. That's my question for you.
Fair enough. That is something I have an opinion on, being I have a penis. Size doesn't matter, I think.
Why?
Well, it really depends. Too small or too big, they kind of matter, but purely because of practical reasons. But anywhere in the average, just, you have what you have. What's the point in worrying about it? It's just one of those things. There's no, you can't change. Well, I suppose you can do all the stupid exercises and get the pumps and the pills and that don't work. But yeah, you can't change what you're born with. It is what it is. So long as you make up for it in other areas, it shouldn't matter.
Yes, and it's all about, how can I say, statics, right? I mean, it's only a standard, another body standard, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, I have a mate who is considerably well-hung, shall we say. Mm-hmm. Every woman he has slept with has honestly said he is the worst they've ever had. Because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
So, size doesn't necessarily mean better in any way.
Yeah, and we have the thing about the size difference, right? I mean, bigger guys with smaller girls. I mean, I am fucking tiny. I just... Well, it's embarrassing a little bit, but it's kind of hard for me, this thing. I just said to the guys here before I was talking to them, and I said that I had my first guy, my first ever, was a small, and my last boyfriend was a big, so it was bad for me.
That's quite a difference.
Yes, it was really, you see, really embarrassing.
I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4". I'm a big guy. People expect a certain percentage from me. Like, I put my trousers off, people expect a certain size, shall we say. But, yeah, going from really small to really big, that's going to be painful.
Yeah. Yes, it was. I mean, I almost didn't enjoy. Luckily, he doesn't understand English, so he'll never know. But he'll never know about it. But really, I used to avoid. sex with him. It was like my relationship that I, when she's, because some adults and maybe some pervs are going to listen, okay?
I understand. Thank you. get her out of it.
Okay, so get back. Yes. So I had this last boyfriend, and it was the relationship that I ever had less sex on my whole life, and I really don't want it back because... Yeah, it hurt, and it wasn't a good pain, just, you know, like, I am into BDSM, I am a submissive, and I like spanking things, but, well, it's a good pain, it's not, you are trying to fuck me and you hurt me.
No, that's a bad pain. You see,
yeah, that's a bad pain, it's uncomfortable. I mean, I want to enjoy, and I don't.
The last girl I was with. Before me, she had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Before that, she had a boyfriend who was basically a girlfriend. He was extremely small. I mean, extremely small. So, what she used to say was that I was the first real man she'd been with, and not in a bad way, not like a real man because I'm bigger than him, but because... I'm not gentle. I'm not a gentle person.
We kind of notice sometimes listen to some audio. So.
Yes, well, I'm not a gentle person at heart. So it was a big shock for her because she was going from nothing going past 3 inches to me, which was an eye opener to say the least. And for her, it was painful. It was not pleasant. So it took a long time to really get it to a point where we could both enjoy it. Because that's the sort of thing you need to practice. Make sure that everything is goal before you even attempt it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a good thing because... I said that every couple has a sexual identity because with me, I can enjoy some kind of position, some kind of behavior, some kind of things with one man, and with the other, I like it different. So each couple and with the men with all the men are the same thing. I mean, you can enjoy something with a girl that you don't enjoy with another girl. So it's like it changes.
You see, I think that comes down a lot to how you connect with a person. Like, I've never done it, so I wouldn't really know. But making love. Mm-hmm. People make love and other people fuck. Yeah. Sometimes the same people that make love fuck. It's a different tempo, it's a different pace, it's everything is different. But technically it's the same act. It really depends on the mood behind it. Because looking back over my sexual history, now I started fairly early, I started at 14. So, yeah. Looking back, I don't think I've ever... I had sex with two women the same way. I don't think I could.
No, it's impossible. We just can't.
Which is always a good thing. New things are always good. Except when they're not.
Well, yes. I always think about it. And that's what you said before. About the guy, I mean, okay, you can have a really massive cock, but you don't know what to do. So my favorite phrase about that is, no matter the size of the wand, but the magic that it does.
I quite like that one.
Yeah. So Harry Potter feelings here. Okay, so that's it.
Oh, you had to mention Harry Potter, didn't you? You had to mention Harry Potter. Now all I could think of was you could, there was some really
What?
bad joke when they first came out about getting an erection. You can Wingardium my Leviosa. I've spent years forgetting that, and now it's all came rushing back.
Yeah. Well, you wanted to hear my laugh. That is it.
Yes, I
That's
have
it.
succeeded.
Oh my God.
All it took was a really bad Harry Potter joke.
Okay. But I am always laughing. I told you I am laughing in all my questionnaires, so it's easy to listen to it. Okay, so let's start with the questions. Okay, so we have here 10 questions. I hope they're 10. 10 or 11. Well, 10 or 11, okay? Questions that we, the public, have to you. Okay,
Okay.
so I'm gonna start and you feel free to say if you don't want to answer anything
I have
because
yet to be asked a question I won't answer, so anyone that's even looked at my questionnaires realizes they're all almost an hour long for that reason. So, yeah, let's see what you've got.
Okay, so let's go. The first question, I won't name anyone here because some don't, doesn't, and I said, okay, well, I won't name anyone here. And if the person wants to leave a comment, just, oh, what is me? So feel free, but I won't name anyone here. So the first question, maybe someone interested, is a combo here, a three in one. So are you in love right now?
No.
No, okay. So no, people, the rest is all right, okay? Because the other two were, if so, is she slash he, well, you're straight, right?
Yes,
Or
yes.
not? Yes, so is she on GWA? You get a bonus if you say who is she. But he's not in love, guys and girls, so girls, feel free. No, I'm lying. If he says feel free, so feel free. But I don't feel free by me, okay? Never feel free about me. By me. I just can't give him to this. Oh my God, you better cut this part.
No, cutting this stays in.
Okay, so much fun. So tell us, do you want me to say which ones I put here?
That's entirely up to you. You did say you wouldn't name anyone, and that technically includes
Okay.
yourself, though.
Okay. So, well, tell us a fantasy, kink, or fetish you have that you never or almost never told anyone. This is hard. Ooh.
Oh, that is a hard one.
Yay.
I think it was about 7 years ago. Before I knew what BDSM was, and before I knew what being a dom, or in my case, a sadist was, and that, a lot of it was really difficult to try and explain because I didn't know. I didn't have the information, so I couldn't give it. But it was my partner at the time had suggested that I maybe look into it, because a lot of the stuff that I'd done, I was doing anyway, stuff I've been doing since I was 14, kind of fits firmly into the category of BDSM. Like tying people up.
Oh,
Yes.
yeah.
And so I'd looked into it, and I'd got there, and then I'd got to the sadist part, and a lot of it struck a chord with me. A lot of it I was going through going, you know what? But I almost never told anyone. I almost refused, because where I'm from, you don't hit women. And that's something I agree with. You never hit anyone out of anger, but you certainly don't hit your woman. That's fucking disgusting. Yet, a large part of this is hitting your woman. Now, I know there is a massive difference between battering her, because the dishes aren't done in a consensual spanking. And I know there's a difference, but at the time it was really difficult for me to get over that. Now, where I'm from is a very Catholic community. So there's a lot of religion. I mean, there's a church almost everywhere. One of them's fucking hideous. But there's a lot of that. So there's a lot of very religious people around. No, I'm not religious myself, but it does seep in. A lot of it gets to you. So, again, this was something that was this completely against my entire community. But I'm glad I did say. I really am.
Here we have, I mean, everyone just tell me, oh, you're Brazilian, so naked women and stuff. And they don't have idea how conservative our minds are. I mean, me to admit that I enjoy the BDSM and I am actually a submissive was really a struggle. I mean, I'm turning to 33 years old and I am just admitting to myself right now. So it was really, really hard.
You see, I think that's the hardest part. I think admitting to yourself is the hardest part. Now, as you said, it's very conservative and it's taken you a while to be able to admit it. But once you do, you feel better.
Yeah.
Although, is Brazil like, full of naked women?
No.
Am I in the wrong country again?
Yeah, I mean, here is a thing. I really... Sometimes people think different. And here is... really, live here and being a sexual person is a little bit hard. And actually, I am not even... consider actually sexual person, so for me it's harder. I mean, do you know the we call aces the asexuals? We have the gray, the gray stripe in the middle that is not how can I say, it's not an issue and it's not a illness, but we don't feel the same as sexual persons that, you know, just enjoy sex. Is always related with something or someone or some specific things. And it's kind of a sexual orientation, just like being gay, straight and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And is really hard. So I know... I mean, even don't being a sexual person, consider a sexual person, the white area, because there is the, they call the white area that is about the sexual persons, and the black area on the sexuality, is even in our flags, we have flags, so the fully black is completely asexual, have any sexual contact and not even kissing. And there's my gray part there where I am insert and demisexual things, but we talk about it later. And well, someday I'm gonna talk about it here. Just get a lot of Christians here, and wow, they are very, very conservative. So being sexual, being asexual, and everything is like we had to be robots. It's just like in that 1984, you know, the Big Brother is watching you. It's like this. You feel judged and watched and trapped all the time. So it's really, really hard.
Sex is purely for the purpose of making children. That is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone just had sex once or twice in their life. Yes.
Okay. Poor people.
Okay, just let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, here. You record dark audios often, but you have a shy boyfriend experience on your recent post. Yes, that's mine. what changed for you? What happened? I like it, okay? Don't, I'm not complaining.
Nothing changed. Nothing happened. I was offered a script that there was no way in hell I was turning down. I wanted to try something new. And the person that wrote the script... I'm not going to say a name because I can't pronounce it. I can't read it. I'm illiterate. We know her as Mel.
Whoa.
But she'd offered me the script and I'd read it through and I'm like, no way in hell could I pull that off. I mean, I'm not a nervous person. I'm extremely confident. I'm very social, which is a bad thing at times. But no, I'd seen it and I thought, you know what, I'm going to try something new. I mean, I've done my dark ones, I've done my questionnaires, and then more questionnaires, and then some more. But so I figured I would try something new. A BFE was a whole new territory for me. Yeah. And I've got another one coming up soon anyway, so...
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for it.
I wonder why.
I won a bet, okay, everybody? I just did it. What's my bet? I told you. I only bet when I'm sure that we win.
Not at all. Okay. I won it anyway. I got what I wanted out of the bet.
Yeah, you got it.
All it took was a crappy Harry Potter jump.
I got my cute audio. coming soon, guys. Okay. This one, I love this kind of question. If you could be a woman for one day, what would you try in sexual terms? Sexual terms.
Well... that is difficult. That is really difficult. Multiple orgasms.
Oh.
I would want to be trying multiple orgasms. Now, for a guy, I've got a fairly short reload time, if you will. It's about 4 minutes. Roughly the amount of time it takes me to smoke a fag. And that's me. I'm good to go again. But one after the other, oh... I would need to experience that.
Well, it's good. I can assure. It's kind of really good. Okay, so...
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely that one.
Yeah. Okay. I had it twice. And the first was with a boyfriend, and that was really good. And the last, actually, oh my god, he's gonna find it. Okay, doesn't matter. I never told. But there was someone in the last days that he kind of... how can I say, it was like J-O-Y is maybe like this for me, I don't know. He just, you know, guide me and command stuff, and I was there, okay, so I did it. And in the end, well, it was 3 or 4 maybe, just, you know, nonstop, and I was kind of shaking and trembling. So, it was good. It was nice.
If definitely you had a good time. This,
if you listen to this, it was good. Okay?
Wait, just good? Oh, guy needs to step up his game.
Oh, it was fucking good. So, yes, you would love it. I mean it, Todd. I really mean it. You would love it. So, okay. You were answering the question, why am I talking? So, go. Right. Would you try maybe to play with some toys? I'm in the same question here.
I missed that one completely.
I want to say that if you would try, you know, in sexual terms, to play with some toys or something like this.
a wand. They fascinate me.
Yeah.
They're fascinating.
Mm. Yeah.
Big, loud, doesn't really make any sense. I don't understand how that could feel good, but it apparently does.
Oh. A matter of trying. Alright. Is there any sexual thing that you would try if you were a woman for a day?
Right, does that include with another person?
Yes! It's sexual, so.
Yeah, I suppose. See, I don't think I could sleep with a guy. I don't think I could. So I would have to find a woman with a strap on.
Well, would be nice. I mean, when you have a woman with a strap on, you just guarantee the boner. Sorry, but I need to tell you this. You would never have problem with the boner.
Well, if it's made of plastic, it can't go down. None of this can't get it up crap. It's fucking good to go anytime. Would be a bitch to hide in a skirt, though. Just, I can't get it to stay. Damn it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, let's move on.
Yes.
The thing is hot here, okay? I really thought, oh, my God, they are just, you know, nice questions, but things are hot here right now.
Nice questions can be turned very, very dirty.
Yeah, I can see it now. So, next question. Do you get hard listening to your audios?
To my audios?
Yeah.
No.
Listening or... Oh, sorry, I just missed it. Listening or making your audios? / making.
Making? Yes. Yeah. Yes. I have never actually listened to one of my own audios.
Mm. You should, they're good.
I record it, it either gets put through a filter and shoved up, or it gets shoved up and I leave it be.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually just sat and listened to my own. But yes, making them, yeah.
Okay. So making. I want to add a question here.
Okay.
With this one, okay. Okay, you get hard making your audios. I never saw if you have FAPs or something like this. I mean, I
don't have any.
Sometimes, yeah, I listen sometimes, but I get a little bit scary, you know this. And no, really, I really tried once. I said that I saw that was the Welcome to Glasgow, and I said, oh, this might be, you know, cute. Oh my God. I was like, what? How can you do this to me?
What?
Yeah. I said, well, one place in the world, the earth that I would never visit is Glasgow, okay? So I would never be welcome there. Be sure.
You'd be very welcome. We're a very welcoming people.
Yeah, I just noticed. I was like, what? It's like, it's like you get into the airport and, oh, welcome. Oh my God, really, really. I really tried that one. I said, oh my God, this one maybe is soft. No fucking way. But people listen. People who likes darkness, just listen because his work is amazing. He's really amazing. I like your voice very much. I really do. Okay. My question, you get hard listening. Making it. So, do you relieve yourself after that?
Not often, no. Mainly because it's a time thing. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, I see.
It takes me a very long time. It's also the reason there's no ramble faps. People keep saying start halfway through and that, but it is a time thing. Nobody wants to listen to me knocking one off for 2.5 hours.
Whoa.
Ain't nobody got time for that one.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's almost like you were studying for the college and you need something to listen. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it can help focus. Well, there are different kind of people, so
yeah. It does, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Now, name three or more women on GWA who makes you have naughty dogs. Assume you're striped. If not, name man. Okay, he's striped. But... So, name it.
All right.
You named once. You had already named me once.
Yes.
And I appreciate it.
And
I
you are. Yes. Right. So, name three or more people on GWA that make me think dirty thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. There's your heavy metal lover.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because every time I think of him, I'm instantly thinking about buggering.
Oh my god, the buggering!
Yes, the buggering, of course.
Okay.
Sorry, I need a bit. I'm trying not to laugh here. Yes. He is... I can't help it. Yeah. He's typing bugger. Buggering. That's it. Right. Serious answer, though. There is your lovely self. There is... in a second. I actually have a list of them, so I don't forget. There's... I'm really bad for forgetting things. I mean, I am terrible for forgetting things. So what I tend to do is have a lot of notes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely helps, especially for things like this, where off the top of my head I would say the wrong name or not be able to name them at all. Right, there is your lovely self, J.M. Delphi. I don't even know if I'm saying that, but you know her as well. Of course, Lady V.
No. Lady V is just amazing.
It's funny. I mean, it's really funny because I used to live just outside of London. Mm. I have known English people all my life. My dad moved down south when I was 3, so I've been up and down from England constantly. Yeah, her accent still definitely causes more than a twinge. I've known English people my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had English girlfriends. I've had an English... my little brother and sister are English. And I mean, I'm used to the accent from all over England. Yet, mm-hmm. Lady V's just... It has just the right places.
Yeah. I love her, really. I love a lot of people here in GWA.
It's really difficult to pick favorites.
Yes. I mean, if this question were for me, I would, I don't know, blow my brain right now. It's just like, oh my God.
Well, it does say three or more, so I could just name everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have time, maybe. I don't know, 3 or 4 hours.
Let's see.
Okay.
No, another one would be Bad Girl UK, but there's a different reason behind that one.
Mm.
She's what got me into this. I found one of her audios, and then through that found GWA and all you lovely people.
Mm. Oh, nice. Okay, any more names?
Yes, there is. See, as I said, it takes me about 2+ hours, so I get to listen to a lot of stuff.
Wow. So, just to, you know, don't take so long and stuff, do you want to name one or two more?
Yeah. Okay. I'll name one more because I don't have to look for the name because I've got it in front of me.
Okay.
Good evening, Clarence. Clarice. Sorry. I misread that.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why. It's just she's
I think we don't have to know why. I mean, we just put the phone and get roused. So that's it. That's what happened.
Pretty much. Headphones in.
And yeah, it's good. All right, next question. Where was the most inappropriate place you had sex?
Oh, right. It really depends on how inappropriate you're talking here. Are we talking like inappropriate because there was people nearby, or
where was the most inappropriate place you had sex?
All right, inappropriate because there was people nearby. It would be the back seat of a car while it was driving. Most inappropriate place in general. There's been a few.
Oh. So tell the few.
But let's just say that song "Take Me to Church" takes on a whole new meaning. A graveyard.
Oh my.
I think the church and the graveyard kind of like they're up there at the top. Definitely what I think is the worst of the worst.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking that I maybe am the only person in this world that always had sex on the bed.
I'm sure there's a few other people as well.
Okay. Well, no, we have two really vanilla questions here.
Yay.
But I just like them and I needed to put this one.
Go ahead.
This couple. So what do you put on top of your Christmas tree?
A star. For now.
Beautiful.
It'll be a fairy angel type thing when my mum dies, but until then I'm stuck with a star. Family heirloom sort of thing, not just I'm going to wait till my mum dies and then stick her on a tree.
Oh my god.
Vanilla question, not so vanilla answer. But no, yeah. right now it's a star, I'll leave it at that one.
And what Warner Brothers cartoon character are you?
That's a difficult one.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers. I'm very Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Mainly because he's got a snazzy hat. That, and he's the only Warner Brothers cartoon character I can remember.
I think, it was a little hard.
I'm terrible for cartoons. I can't tell what's what. Like, is Tom and Jerry Warner Brothers?
I don't know.
Damn. I think it is.
Yeah.
Or is it MGM?
Well, Elmer, I know that is, but...
Yes.
No, I like the Tiny Toons too. Actually, my first nickname came from the Pink Bunny. So, okay. So, Elmer.
Yes.
All right. If you could only have sex forever in one position, what would be and why you choose it?
Okay, right, here we go. Right, one position, not allowed to change it.
No, never. Just only that one.
It would be the anvil.
Why?
Because it's a personal favourite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot you can do with the anvil.
Like?
I'm trying to think of how to word this one. Well, the anvil, any hole's a go. Yeah, I'm going to say that. Yeah. You actually get to look at your partner while getting the same sort of deep penetration that you would get from, like, doggy.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, just, I don't know, just, I've always liked it.
A good question, a good answer. All right, and just to finish now, is there any message you want to leave for the hostess? Hostess, me! The hostess was worst thing ever. My God! Okay, let's repeat because I don't want it. Oh my frog!
I believe the question was, is there a message I want to leave for the hottest host? was that correct?
Oh my God, calling me the hottest was really fucked up right now. Okay, repeating the question.
The only fucked up thing about it? There's only one fucked up thing about it.
What?
You're the only host.
Yeah.
So you're instantly the hottest.
Well, that's how I get my popularity. You
what you do is you get another host, and then you're the hottest anyway, and then see how that works. But yes.
Okay, let's repeat. Is there any message you want to leave for the hostess and for the public?
Well, first off, I would like to say thank you very much for having me. It has been an absolute pleasure. And I hope you keep up the good work and look forward to all the many podcasts in the future. As for the general public, I've got a few things I would say to the general public. Hi. that's what I would say. Hi.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm boring like that.
No, you're not boring.
Put on sunglasses and a deal with it face.
All right, so everyone, this was my special first guest. Whoa, my first. Mr.
You'll never forget it.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay. And well, I am really, really glad that you accept to be my guest. And
of course.
This whole thing is still experimental. I hope it works. I hope everyone just enjoy it, because it was really good to record this and talk to you. Right? I mean, it was really, really nice. You're not scary when we're talking.
I'm not a scary person. There is a big difference between me talking and that, and me saying that I'm going to pin someone by the throat to the wall and fuck them until they bleed. That's completely different. It's a completely different thing.
Yes. That's what I, as I said, I would never go to black. Never. Okay, I'll keep that.
Don't punish Glasgow for me. That's not fair.
Okay, so it was a great pleasure to have you here. All right.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
And well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed. Just leave comments, send PMs, and talk to us and say what you think about the podcast and stuff. Right, so that's it, everyone. Thank you for listening, for joining us, and I hope we have fun again, right? So, Foster, thank you very, very much.
Yay!